Well, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Lauren Warwick, and I'm with the Texas State Soil and Water Conservation Board, and I'm kind of tag teaming with Joe. We did a recreational use attainability analysis in the Little Brazos River tributaries, which is these areas: Walnut, Mud, Pin Oak, Spring, and Campbell's. And as you can see, they're all in the Robertson County area, very small rural areas. Wanted to say that again. These are the five creeks that we did an RUAA on. We did complete the RUAA. They turned in, yay. We'll give ourselves applause for that. We did complete that. We all have the supporting documentation in-house for the state board. We're currently reviewing that. We didn't just do an RUAA with this project. We did a lot of different things. We did monitoring, bacterial source tracking, load duration curves, and SELECT, which is spatially explicit load enrichment calculation tool. A lot of words. So we did that. All of those are in-house with the state board. We're reviewing those because it came from different entities. BRA did the RUAA, the monitoring. AgriLife did the modeling. So those are in review in-house. To update everyone, we plan to have a meeting to update all of our stakeholders late summer of this year. That's our hope. That's where we're at right now with this project. It's all been done. It's just being reviewed so that we can take it to stakeholders and give them all the information that we did through the project. I was very brief because I'm ready for lunch. But if anybody has any questions, this is my information. You can talk to me. I'll be more than happy to answer anything if you have anything. Anything? Nothing? Good. Yay. All right. That was easy.
And I guess we can go ahead and break for lunch. Cool.
I hear you. That's my thoughts.
Well,
there's too many of them, and nobody wants to hear it.
That's it. It's so diverse. The computer, you can't.
Yeah.
There's no particular person you can point out with all your fault.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like I said, Williamson County is harder than heck on their septic tank folks, but we still have one little area down there where we think it's a problem. And then Hood County's getting a lot better, and there's a lot of the others. We tried, when we sold up most of our property around Possum Kingdom, we inquired about giving it back to Palo Pinto County. TCQ said no, because they thought the county's program was so sorry. They said at least, because we do it there on the... Because they told us no. They said, we were like, well, we don't own it anymore. And they were like, it doesn't matter. Their program is substandard, and we know y'all do a really good job. And they do try to inspect it pretty often, or at least once a year. And our guys do a little bit more, too. That's kind of BS when they say they can't do some actual. Our guys make them open the tank and measure and that sort of stuff. And have a little device to feel around to make sure that. Apparently, it's very common if the tank gets backed up, people knock a hole in the side of it and bypass their drain field altogether. And so our guys have devised a few little devices where they can
check it out
and feel, is there a bottom left or is it squishy on one side and stuff. But septics are going to be a problem.
The place I have, for my own self, I have an aeration system.
Yeah.
But I've come to notice some problems with the installation process.
Yeah.
And that's when they do the connection to the tank. putting the septic tank in, there is no coordination between those guys to make sure that connection
is good,
bacteriologically sound. And so, you know, the primary flow into the tank for the end that contains all the raw sewage is not well connected to the septic system in the house. So there's an inherent leak. Plus the fact that I've not seen what I thought I would, which would be a lot of bacterial effluents after rains and those kind of things at this little place we're monitoring, not a river community. Yeah.
And the soil, the soil type plays a lot into it too. Sands don't do squat. Plays a little bit better if it's in limestone. It's probably going to go down. Now it may dive down, but it's going to find a crevice.
Yeah, it'll find some way to run through. Yeah, because it's going to hit a plane, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because that was Granberry. Just had, they have poor soils all around it.
See, that's Mountain River because it's all sand. I mean, so it's just straight through. It doesn't even slow down.
Okay, maybe I'm just.
You just pressed that.
Well, maybe I was holding it wrong because I was like. Well, the other one should work. It has red, in the past, but I.
Evidently, don't. Red doesn't show.
No, it does.
It just it just starts going.
I think it's if you've got colors in the back or it just gets weak.
Yeah. I felt bad about that. So. Kept trying to point to things.
It's more critical for the mussels coming up.
Okay.
The mussels and my endangered fishies.
So, yes, it doesn't go intuitively.
You need a 50,000 watt laser pointer.
There's something funky with that screen, and a traditional laser pointer goes right through it. I remember the first time they discovered that in the middle of a board meeting, and our general manager's head about blew up. Because they tried every laser pointer in the building.
Oh, that must be why they bought
that's why they bought some of the.
And it doesn't work either, right? I love it. Ain't technology grand.